Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. To you direct from my house, so is the Atlanta crew in their houses. I see y'all. Yo, we got a great show for you today, man. We're going to be talking about a couple of Destiny's Children, Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, and we also have a tattoo to weigh in on.
Ew.
Gary, it's actually one of your friends. Yeah. But first, Headcrack, what you got, homie?
All right, man, so check it out, man. The presidential election is only a few months away, and for a while it seemed like Donald Trump and Joe Biden would be the only major contenders. But guess who just threw their MAGA hat into the ring? The one, the only Kanye West.
Yeezy tweeted,
he says, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I'm running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision."
This can be catastrophic in so many ways, y'all. I don't know if he's trying to help Trump or hurt Trump or hurt the country even further.
He's trying to take the black vote away from Joe Biden, because Joe Biden does have he's pretty popular in the black community.
He's not doing this to split the vote. What he's doing is, because I heard Mike Pence is on the way out, so Donald Trump's going to pick a different running mate completely. So Kanye's saying, "I want to run for president," so he's going to be Donald Trump's running mate president, and he's going to be on his side. It's not going to split the vote, because I heard that Joe Biden is looking for an African-American female his running mate.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, if Mike Pence is out, Kanye's in, and it actually might be the most genius thing I've ever heard.
Frank, it's going to be Trump and Kanye West and Joe Biden and Rachel Dolezal. That's the ticket.
All right, y'all. 50 Cent is at it again, okay? He's speaking his mind and pissing people off with his comments. He talked to Lil Wayne on Young Money Radio, and he had to say this. Check it out.
You see a lot of sisters, they go, "Oh, you with this kind of girl or that kind of girl." That's exotic.
Stupid.
That's a lot different from the you see in the neighborhood all the time. It looks like that's like it came off a boat, baby.
Here's my thing. You can have your taste, 50. You can like whoever you want to like. But why you got to call us the angry black women? Because we want a black man to want a black woman. I don't necessarily think these women are angry. I think they're just saying, we're both black. Can you still see our beauty, but like what you like? Like, I have no problem with that. Like, I like black men, but I know that there are definitely some handsome white men out there as well.
Like,
so
fine.
You don't have to bash one.
Well, thank
one.
You, Portia. Thank you so much.
Like our Frank. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very handsome. Well, Heidi, some people would say that using the word exotic like this, it objectifies women who are not Caucasian. Do you agree?
Well, hang on. Now, listen. I am exotic to some. If I go to an Asian country and there are not a lot of tall, white, blonde girls, them, I'm exotic. I'm not exotic here, but if I went to a certain place in the world, they'd be like, what? Wow, who's this exotic being?
Exotic is anything that's not native.
I hear you, Heidi. And Heidi, if that's the case, I'm an exotic-ass African-American woman then.
I always saw exotic as just being a powerful woman. Like, she's exotic. Yeah. Like, I always picture, like, the island of Amazonia, where it's like all the women are exotic.
Amazonia.
You're gonna pick me up and carry me across the threshold.
I am exotic, see?
You're exotic in Inglewood, too, baby. Don't trip. They love you in Inglewood,
man.
Okay. Love you in the wood, girl.
Well, all right. Move over, Gwyneth Paltrow, because there's a new lifestyle brand coming to town. And Catherine Zeta-Jones is working on expanding her company, which will be similar, they're saying, to Gwyneth's Goop, but more affordable. Now, here's what Catherine said. "Everything I've designed has truly been a passion project. I wanted to take this passion a step further and create a brand that's beautiful and luxurious while still being attainable." See, that was Gwyneth's problem. Like, she was selling stuff on her website that the average woman just simply couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Now, the company is called Casa Zeta-Jones, and it already sells bedding and home decor, but she's adding makeup, kitchenware, coffee, and Portia vegan leather shoes, which will be in the $60 range. Now, you were a vegan once, Portia. Would you want vegan leather shoes?
Nice.
Maybe have some?
Nice. And no, I wouldn't. No. I want leather shoes. Thank you very much. Don't want my feet stinking in them fake leather shoes.
Is there potentially anything on that on her website that you would be interested in?
I did check it out, okay. And I've already got an order in for the Michael Douglas Viagra dispenser. Yes, it's a champion on the nightstand. It's three of them pop out in your hand.
All right.
Well, as always, we want to keep the discussion for the Black Lives Matter movement,
yes,
and events related to, yes, it going. And in the city of Martinez, California, just outside of San Francisco, a Black Lives Matter mural was painted in big yellow letters on the street in front of the courthouse. And, of course, it was authorized by the city. They got a permit to do it, sure, so they did it.
Right.
Well, the paint wasn't even dry when two white people vandalized the mural by painting over it with black paint.
Oh.
Now, the vandals were stopped, the mural was restored, and now there are people keeping watch to make sure it doesn't happen again. But, you know, watch the video.
Oh, God.
We're sick of this narrative. That's what's wrong.
The narrative of
police brutality. It's a lie from the media, the liberal left.
You can't be that stupid, can you?
No, but you can be.
No, I'm not. You are the idiot in the scenario.
Hey, but they were tracing over it. They was actually making it blacker.
Yeah, here's the thing that I noticed. And I think Headcrack caught on to this. It's like, if I have the name of an ex on my arm tattooed and I want to cover it up, I don't just cover up the letters with another color and it still says your name on my arm.
Exactly.
You gotta paint the whole street.
Thank you. The irony is that she's adding more black to the Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Right. It's almost Blacker Lives Matter now.
Yeah,
yes.
I actually like the new version.
Peppa.
Right.
Now, Julie, I thought San Francisco was this about peace and love. Man. So do you want to give a shot to explain these people, or even can you?
No, you know what? My last name is Martinez, and these people are from Martinez, but I have no explanation for these two fools. They clearly are a couple of Chicken McNuggets short of a Happy Meal. And you know what?
It even looks
nicer. I love it. Thank you.
Right? Jesus. People like this really get on my nerves because they're so small-minded. Black Lives Matter is not against what you think. It is a group of people and the world at this point standing against racism. That's it. We're just standing against racism. We're not saying anything outside of that. So, like, for them to be offended tells me that they may be racist.
Porsche, I recently saw this thing where somebody, you know, if you're one of those people who, when somebody says Black Lives Matter and you go, all lives matter, that's like being that person at somebody's birthday party who goes, what about my birthday too?
Right.
It's not your time right now.
Well, with that said, honey, coming up, y'all, we've got Tattoo or Tattoo, and it's someone near and dear to my heart, y'all. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, okay, y'all. Looks like Mama Tina has some words for everybody coming at her daughter, Queen B. Yeah. Now, recently, Beyonce's been getting some backlash over the latest visual album that she's getting ready to drop called Black is King. Now, critics claim that B is using her upcoming project to appropriate African culture. And, of course, Beyonce's mom, Tina Lawson, suited up and she was not here for it. Now, she took to Instagram and had this to say to the haters out there. Now, those who are criticizing the film before they even see it, saying it's unauthentic, upset that B doesn't actually go to Africa, or say that B is simply using African cultures for gain or wrong. Now, she went on to say that Beyonce profits less from her Afrocentric content than her mainstream content and has done her research on African cultures.
What do you
think about this? Yo, based off the trailer, do you think that she was appropriating African culture or not?
I don't think that an African-American is appropriating African culture at all, okay? That doesn't even sound right. Beyonce has always gone to Africa, pulled from the culture to enrich whatever project she was doing. And at the end of the day, it does affect her coin. And she takes that hit because she wants to send a powerful message. So y'all need to get out of here with that.
Right. Okay.
Now, Chewy, everybody knows that, you know, like right next to black moms, Spanish Latino moms go hard too. If somebody was coming at you on Instagram or social media about something, how would your mom go in?
My mom used to beat up all the bullies in my hood back in the day. So she had my back My mom used to beat everybody up until she got sick of it and then put me in karate. So my mom has always been there and she continues to be there. And my mom would definitely go on Twitter or Instagram and talk some mess and definitely defend her baby because I'm her one and only. choo-choo. That's right, baby.
Choo-choo.
Okay.
Your mama come outside. Your mama come outside like, who did it? Who said something about chewy?
Who's talking about my little chuchito?
My little chuchito. I love it.
All right, y'all. Now, you know Lamar Odom and his beautiful fiance, honey, are like real dear associates of mine. And I love them dearly, y'all. But Lamar has this tattoo on his neck, honey, that I don't know if it's a tattoo or a tattoo. So recently, honey, I decided to scroll, honey, down my timeline on Instagram and came across, y'all, a photo of Lamar posted on what appears to be an image of his fiance, Miss Sabrina Parr's lips, honey, tattooed on the side of his neck with the caption, I wear my wedding ring on my neck. Sorry, honey,
oh, wow.
If it offends anybody.
Wow.
So Portia and Brad, honey, now would y'all settle for this instead of your partner wearing a wedding ring?
I wouldn't look at it like settling, Gary. It's just something cool to do. It's cute when you're in love and you get a tattoo and y'all into mm-hmm. tattoos. But I wouldn't replace this with, like, the ring. Maybe we could get the ring later to do something different than the whole world is
yeah.
doing. But I still want my rock, baby.
Huh?
Yeah, see, you can get the tattoo and then I can rub it with the hand, with the ring on the hand. See what I'm saying? That's way more sexy.
That's a cute picture, girl. That's
wow.
a cute picture.
All
that's how
right.
you do it.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal
time.
Nita Wastik can help you in your fitness journey. Then you will love this all-in-one activity tracker and smartwatch. It can track your steps, distance walked, calories burned, and active time. Plus, it has continuous heart rate monitoring and can track your daily habits such as diet, medication, hydration, and weight journal.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is seriously exactly what I need. Tell me more, Brad.
Well, Portia, the strap on the watch is adjustable. It also has caller ID, text alerts, apps, notification, vibration alarms, and schedule reminders. And I love the fact that it has a sleep monitor app that tracks your sleep quality and has a 14-day battery life.
Oh, snap. And I heard it's splash and sweat-proof. Brad, how much?
Well, usually this Dryfusion Bio 2 Plus Activity Tracker and smartwatch has been seen as high as $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15, y'all.
Oh.
$15.
Oh. Just go to MorningSafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, up next, Kelly Rowland went from collecting checks to collecting debt. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, we're back. Now, can you believe that Kelly Rowland almost lost everything?
Oh,
wow.
Right. Well, the singer aired a little bit of her dirty laundry during a recent interview with her pastor and admitted that she was broke rich. Now, some of us say rich broke. from trying to keep up with everyone, basically keeping up with the Joneses. So check it out.
I almost lost everything because I was so busy trying to keep up. You know what I mean? Whether it was the look, whether it was the wardrobe, whether it was the car, whether it was the place, whether it was the, you know what I mean? All that silliness.
You were rich broke.
Rich broke.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I commend her because, you know, believe it or not, it's a lot of people like that. I'm glad she admitted mm-hmm. it because we go through stuff like that. So kudos mm-hmm. to her.
Absolutely. I went through that myself because when I first got in the game, I wanted everything JD had. I was trying to get the drop top BMW, the Mercedes, the new crib, the new all that. Then I realized, wait a minute now, my money running low. I ain't got what he got.
Okay.
See, that's why I exclusively hang around poor people. So, like, you never really, like, have to, like, you know, chase anything.
Now, you know, I was on Housewives, so that's, like, the best show for rich, broke people, you know, like, showing off extra this, extra that. I ain't really got it. I would take my Louis Vuittons that I had from when I was married and go get the red bottom redone, get the rubber put on it, have everything glossened and glistened, take my dresses, stitch them back up. Yeah,
ooh.
And I did my second season with old clothes. But you could never tell, babe, because it was all clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so much.
That's pretty
great.
Yes.
All right, you ready? You ready? You ready? Because now we're
let's go.
It's time for Ticket or Skip It.
Ticket or Skip It.
We're were so coordinated. All right, after appearing on the big screen together in the film In Too Deep 20 years ago, Omar Epps and Nia Long are making a steamy comeback with their new movie, Fatal Affair. And in the film, Nia's character realizes that her blast from the past, played by Omar, is a little crazier than what she thought. Check this out.
You don't return my calls. You don't return my texts.
I am married.
No one has to know about it.
Us? There is no us. Everything he's done has all been to get to me.
This is such a great song.
I'll take it to new one if they bring back In Too Deep. I mean, when you say that word, it just does something. So
you
yeah,
so nasty.
They're not gonna change the title for you, Gary, wow, with your Gary. Nasty tail.
I'm ticketing this. From home.
I'm ticketing it and also not cheating on my wife.
Ticket. I'm ticketing it. I'm cheating on your wife.
All right, well, coming up, OG teen mom Farrah Abraham has the talk.
Oh, really?
With her 11-year-old.
Did she ever get the talk?
With her 11-year-old, the talk. We're going to have it right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. We've all experienced the conversation about the birds and the bees, right? Well, Teen Mom alum Farrah Abraham had social media talking after she admitted that she had to have the talk with her 11-year-old daughter, Sophia. Farrah felt it was time for the birds and the bees talk because Sophia was doing more and more sleepovers with her friends. And since some of them have older siblings, she felt that she definitely had to sit her down before she learned things another way. So Farrah also felt some of the sleepovers Sophia attended had some pretty shocking events transpire. Now, Frank, you have a daughter. How do you feel about her having this talk with her daughter at 11?
Well, it did the same thing. I mean, my daughter was 11, and we sat down, and she explained to me how I got her mother pregnant. And I was like, what? Is that how you're here? And she's like, yeah, Dad.
Wow.
Wear a condom. I'm like, oh.
No.
I was like, I had no idea. I was like, all of a sudden, she knocked on my door one day. I'm like, how'd you get here?
And then she had to explain the birds and the bees to you.
Right. So I think it's never too soon.
PJ would not be at nobody's shocking sleepover, okay? I'd be shocked that she ever sleep over anybody's
house.
Okay?
Right.
And for damn sure, now with no older siblings, I think the hell not.
Okay?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, yeah. So Gary, how old were you when you had the birds and the bees conversation?
To be honest with you, Brett, I'm a very, my daddy is no longer with us. He's deceased, and my mom is still here, but I still have, as of yet, to have the talk, and I think that's sometimes one of the reasons why I got confused with which outlet to use, because nobody never told me.
Oh, well, Gary, I'll have my daughter call you. She's got it all down. She's got a nice PowerPoint presentation. It's pretty cool.
My mama had 5 sons. Ain't no way in hell they go sit down and say, this is what you do. Honey, you have to learn trial and error, and I'm still in error.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.